We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting the last three words of Daf Samach Amud Beis. Kavi Hekdesh Tanah. We have a Mishnah by Hekdesh. Hamakdesh Sodeu B'Shas Yovel. If you makdesh your field in the time when Yovel is Noyig, the halacha is that when you makdesh a field, you want to be paid to that field, so there's a set amount that you paid it for. You don't look at the value, look at the location, how much it's worth. The way it works is that you give for Zerah Chayme Sa'irim, which is a shear of a base core, you paid it for 50 shekel kesef. You paid it after 50 shekel kesef. It's a set amount, no matter where the field is, what the field produces. The halacha is that if it's this size, that it could plant Zerah Chayme Sa'irim. If it could plant that amount of Sa'irim, the halacha is you pay 50 to be paid to redeem it, you have to pay 50 shekel kesef. In this field, in this property, it had these holes, ditches in the ground that were 10 tefachim deep. Oislam are racks that were gevayim asar tefachim, were 10 tefachim high. Einim dadim ima. They're not counted together with the field. Pachas v'kanim dadim ima. Less than that, it's counted with the field. Now, what does it mean, im dadim ima? So Tosfos brings down from Rashi in Maseches Erechin, explains like this, that of course, if you makdish the field, you makdish the entire field, including those ditches and those rocks. They're all included in the hektish. But when you come to be paided, it's not included in the din of Zerah Chayme Sa'irim, which means the whole field that's not part of that 10 tefachim deep ditch, that goes with the shear of 50 shekel kesef per Chayme Sa'irim. Mashenkin, that ditch, that neka, that selah, the way you figure out how much to redeem it is lefi shaviv, how much it's worth, whatever the worth is, whatever the value is. So let's read it inside one more time. How you come because you're talking with Islam, going to start talking about any dadima, does you don't count, any dadima means you don't redeem it with the amount of chayim esayim. Pachas v'kam dadima, it's counted together with the field and has a din of chayim esayim. Even though it's not Kaddish with the land, and what's the Afghamina that's not Kaddish with the land? So Rashi explains that it's not considered one big field. Because if you consider one big field, then you would count the slant down. This thing is 10 tefachim deep. It's like separated from the top of the field, 10 tefachim. So if it was considered one big property, so then you would count also the slope also as part of the karka. So that's possible, you don't count the slope. So look at it as a separate property, and that property also figure out l'fi chayim esayirim, which is chavishim shekel kesef per chayim esayirim. Why does it go l'fi shavya? Why does it go l'fi its value? Count it by itself as a new field and use the chayim esayirim ratio. So,
we're getting it
counted. It says, which means it's not counted with it. So, the Gemara is no learning. It means more than just it's not counted with it, it doesn't get the shear of Chayim Esayim either. It goes with Fishavya. That's how we spoke out from Rashi Derech, and that's Taich. That the Gemara is saying the Taich is, it doesn't have any din of Chayim Esayim. So, the question is, good, it's not Dodim Ima to be one big property, they don't count the slope, but let's figure out the value of that thing and go. Don't forget the value and pay and redeem it for that. Redeem it like chamishim shekel kesef. Are you going to tell me v'chit hema kamad lo have a base kor lechashiv? Maybe the only time you figure out with that dinner chamishim shekel kesef is only when you have a sheer base kor. Maybe then you do this. Maybe only if it's a big size, but a smaller size you go with the value. But it's not true. Raminu, we'll see. Even a smaller field, you also use that ratio. Raminu. Soda my tamaloimar, it says in the Pasik, Vim Misteach Zosa Yaknish Hashem, Vahik Erkhal Fizarai, Zerachem Sarah Machish Kesav. So it says the word Soda there, Misadei Achazosai, my tamaloimar fish. Nema, it says in the Pasik, Zerachem Sarim, Bachamishim, that it's Shear of base core. You paid the 50 shekel kesef. You only see from the pasuk if you makdish a field that size of a kor. How do you know if the field is a lesach, which is a half a kor, or chatzi lesach, which is a quarter of a kor, or a sa'ah, the shear was the size of a sa'ah, or a tarkav, a three kavim, a sa'ah, a six kavim. So the shear is a half a sa'ah, the chatzi tarkav, or a quarter of a sa'ah, a chatzi tarkav is a quarter of a sa'ah, a fill of roiva, and even a roiva hakab. How do you know that that's the shear, even a small shear like that, the way you figure out how to redeem the karka is with the ratio of Mishnah Shal Kesef and Ayin. Tamlim Masada Mekomakim says Sdei Mekomakim. So upon him, so it's back Shver. Why, when it comes to this ditch, do you figure it out Lefi Shavya, Lefi its value? Why don't you figure it out Lefi Mishnah Shal Kesef? Good is not part of the big field because there's a hefsek of 10 tefachim, so it's a mechitza in between, so it's a new place. But you should figure it out at least point it the same way you point it any other field. And for the Gemara, Amak Vachama. We're talking about these ditches are full with water, and therefore they're not royu for zera at all. And like Rashi explains, the pasuk says zera chayim esayrim, and some of these labnei zria does not go with that ratio of 50 shal kasef. Doesn't go with that ratio. It goes to feed the value. So the case over here, echnami, if it's not full of water, then taka. You figure it out. Lefi chamisu shal kasa. But here is full of water. That's what Morocco answers. Hakol kam leimayim askinim. So la bnei zriya. No, it's not a bnei zriya. It cannot be. You cannot plant in it. They cannot be. They told you dumi slom. It says it together with rocks. Nekam and slom. Dumi slom gavoyim. Shmavino. We see from here. Taka. It's not royu lezriya. It's like rocks. You can't plant on rocks. Here also, you can't plant in this neka. Freiting marakashi. Oh, if that's the case, that's not royu lezriya. So therefore, Philip Pachas Kanami, even less than that also, you shouldn't count that. Shouldn't be Nidad Mima. It's less, it's not, it's full of water. So what's the difference if it's less than 10 Tvachim, you shouldn't fill it up. And for the Gemara, no. Hanu Nagni Da'ara Mikru. See, if it's small in 10 Tvachim, it's like a normal part of a property. And it's called like the basins of the property. It's part of the property. Property has little holes, has ups and downs. And the rocks are called mikru shedidara, it's called the spines of the property, mikru. So Bekitzer, he's saying that if it's less than tvachim, it's a normal thing, and then it is considered part of the field. When it's more than 10 tvachim, when it's big hefsik, so then it's a different part of the field, and it depends. If it's full of water, then you figure out fishaviv. If it's not full of water, then it'll get its own din of chayim esarim. So that's by hekdesh. Gavim mechetran. So leading up to something, leading up to Kedushin. So that's by Hekdesh. So start off tomorrow, Gavi Hekdesh Tanan. Gavi Mecher Tanan, says when I make a sale, Ha'im lecha veri beis kur afa ni maichalach, I am selling you a beis kur afa. And he's showing the property, they sold the property. He's showing the ka'am amuk masara tvachim. There's 10 tvachim deep ditches, or salatim, or rocks, going masara tvachim, 10 tvachim high. Einim da dem imam. It's not counted with the field, which means over here that it's not considered when you have to give the buyer a base core, you can't count this at all. Pachas v'kanav del nima, but less than that is counted with the field. V'amok v'achama abish emaleim. Let's finish tomorrow. I'll speak. I want to hear the question. V'amok v'achama abish emaleim mayim. Even though it has no water in it, still it's not counted. My time. What's the reason it's not counted? Yeah, it's not filled with water, so it's roif is ria. My time. A person was going to give money for one field, the year alive, and it's keilu, it's two or three mekaymus. He doesn't want to do that. Therefore, it's not counted with the field. Now, who owns those ditches? Who owns the ditches? Who owns those ditches? That means I definitely have to give him a base core of land on the same level. And anything that's more than 10 tefachim deep is not counted. Now, if it's in the field, who owns that? So Machlokes Rishayin who owns that. But that's for sure. Einim Dodim Ima doesn't count the base score. Yeah.
Is it also the same Machlokes by Hekdesh?
No. The Hekdesh is Hekdesh. Shavuot Hekdesh. Shavuot Hekdesh is Paidah. It's definitely Hekdesh. Definitely Hekdesh. Rishayin will be Paidah. Which tomorrow will come in a second. Agaponim. So that's the thing by Mecher. Mecher, it's not Einim Dodim Ima for sure. Even without Mayim. By Hekdesh, if it has no Mayim, the Loch is, it does go Fi Chayim Mesayrim. Maybe it gets its own, you don't count the slope, but it goes to Yichai Mesayim, and you do Chavishu Shaka Kasef. Masheikin Mecher, it's not included whatsoever, even without order, it's not included. So that's the difference between Mecher and Hekdesh. So the Gemara says, Hachamai, by Kedushin, Wobid Alacha, you told the Isha, I have a base core. You go measure the base core, it's not a base core without those ditch and slum. So with those clefts and slum, like the article attaches the clefts. Not the clefts and the slum, it's not and the rocks. So then it's not a base course. What do you do? Lehekdesh m'damin law, and it's included. By hekdesh, it's considered part of the hekdesh, and it's even considered chaim esarim. It's considered mamash part of the field. Oil mecha with the mila. Always say by mecha. No, it's not part of the mecha. So what's by kedushin? Is it part of it's like hekdesh or like mecha? So the Gemara mistabra lehekdesh with the mila. The svara is that would madame it to hekdesh. Why the amal law? Because what's our taina? I don't want to feel two different. What's the difference? I'll plant there and I'll bring it up the tenth vachem. Up to the top level. It's not an issue for her. It's not like it's in a different place where we said, dear, maybe she's a taina. But here it's in the same place, and it makes no difference to her if it's 10 tefachim deep or not, and therefore it's doimit hekdesh, and it could be included by kedushin into a base kor. It can be included, and not like by mecher.